Blog Talk Radio.
Well, good morning. Good morning. Good morning. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God Almighty. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his most holy name. Good morning again. I am Pastor Margaret Lee, and we are Remnant Ministries. Tea Time with Jesus and Me. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. I hope you have a nice hot cup of tea, and those who don't want tea and just prefer coffee, it's okay too. But we know that the objective is just to spend some quality time with some friends. Amen. And the most important friend, hallelujah, the most honored friend, hallelujah, is Yeshua, Jesus. Hallelujah. We bless the Lord. I just, you know, in spite of everything, you just have to realize that God is good. It's a good day. God knew before the foundation of the world that this day would be this day, and the challenges, the good, the bad, and the ugly. But the focus, the center focus, hallelujah, is God himself. Hallelujah. We can pull on him. He's our real God. Hallelujah. The love of our soul. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. He has given us everything we need for this day. We can call on it. Hallelujah. And he'll answer. Hallelujah. When we're getting ready to make decisions, we pause and give it to him and let him lead and guide us. Oh, Lord, it is just a privilege. I'm so happy. Hallelujah. I'm so grateful. Hallelujah. When I think of the goodness of Jesus and all he's done for me, my soul cries out, hallelujah, thank God for saving me. It's so good to be in the kingdom of God. Hallelujah. Remember, we remember nothing else. This is not our permanent home. We are sojourning. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God is good. So he reminds us, don't take stop and get so wrapped up, tied up, tangled up in this. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's an assignment. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I pray. Hallelujah. Let's do it. Father God, we just thank you this morning. We glorify you. We magnify you. We exalt you. We thank you for your mercy, your grace, your kindness. We thank you, Almighty God, for your protection, your provisions that you have made for us. We thank you for wisdom, knowledge, and understanding for this day. Hallelujah. We thank you, Almighty God, for all that you've done and for all that you're doing. You have done so much, and we thank you for the manifestation. We thank you for the manifestation, hallelujah, of your word spoken over us for this day. Thank you. Thank you for your presence. Oh, my God, we thank you. We long and we want to be in your presence. We want your presence. We require your presence. Hallelujah. Bless your most holy name. Oh, there's nothing like your presence. Your presence is more precious than silver or gold. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come. Thy will be done in earth as it is in heaven. Hallelujah. Bless your name. So bless your people. And we thank you for the blessings over your people. We thank you that the world will take notice. And begin to look, Almighty God, and they'll want what we have. God, so when it's on display, that how you care, how you love, how you protect, how you feel, how you defend, how you provide. Oh, God, how you are God and a Father We thank you now. We yield to you, Almighty God. We're leaning and depending on you. We're resting, Almighty God, knowing that you, Holy God, are in control. And the world can see what it's like to lean on you. Hallelujah. Bless your name. Glory. Hallelujah. Not our will, but thine will be done. Hallelujah. Glory. Sweet, sweet, sweet. Spirit of the living God, we thank you. Hallelujah. Thank you for granting traveling mercy, Almighty God. Thank you for bringing peace in chaotic situations. Oh God, stay the hand of the enemies, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Walk tall in these United States. Almighty God, Almighty God, send help from the sanctuary. Oh, stay the hand, Almighty God, of bad and evil intent. Oh, glory be to your name. Those that would want to speak an evil word, Almighty God, may it be consumed by your holy fire. Almighty God, hallelujah. Be consumed, Almighty God, by your holy fire. Let your blessings come forth. Almighty God, we thank you. We glorify you. We thank you this morning. Glory. We thank you for your angels of protection, clearing the atmosphere, the hemisphere, the stratosphere over your people. Almighty God, show yourself strong today for your people, Almighty God. Let God arise and his enemies be scattered. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Oh, Almighty God, allow your people to have favor today, wherever the names of your people are. Oh, let them have favor, Almighty God. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Make the crooked way straight and bring water into the dry place. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Shine. Shine on your people. Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, glory, glory. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Let your presence rest. Almighty God, Almighty God, we thank you for healing. Thank you for deliverance. Hallelujah. We thank you for unwinding. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And setting free. Glory be to your name. Hallelujah. We thank you. All those who have been lied on and scandalized by some who are so close to this. But there is none closer than you. And you know the truth. Hallelujah. So we can just be quiet, hallelujah, and let your truth come forth. Glory be to your name, Almighty God. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Thank you for mending hearts, Almighty God. Hallelujah. Thank you for comforting those that are mourning. Thank you for allowing healing to come forth. In Yeshua's mighty name we pray. Amen and amen. Glory be to God. God is good. God is good. Hallelujah. Even when we make mistakes or make a bad decision, God can turn it around and fix it. In Yeshua's mighty name. Glory, 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 glory. Glory, hallelujah. Thank you, Almighty God. And now, my brothers and my sisters and my brothers, children of the kingdom of the Most High God. You think about that. Children of the kingdom of the Most High God. When we really sit down and think about it, and all we have to do is line up with God's plan, God's will, God's way for our life. He knows the plans and the thoughts that he'd have towards us. When we line up with that, it makes it easy. It really, I know the problem comes when we are so bent set on doing what we want or trying to impress. We'll get in debt so we can look holy and blessed. We'll become drowned in debt. That's ludicrous. God had no intention for us to drown ourselves in debt to try to prove a point to man. No. Whatever God, if God blessed you with 2 feet so you can walk, give him praise and honor and glory and bless his most holy name. Thank you as you walk. Oh, you still walking? Thank God for my feet. Let's just get real. Because there may be that while you're walking, you may need to be looking, because God has given you this opportunity to do something for him. Let's not get so wrapped up in woe is me. If you got a hoopty and you're, oh, I'm so embarrassed about, oh, I just, no. Thank God for the hoopty. Be faithful with the hoopty, because there may be somebody looking at you and seeing how you are conducting yourself with your hoopty. Hallelujah. It's all about God. Everything. And yes, I know there are people filled with words, and they can come up with so many arguments and even make jokes and laugh. But the truth is just the truth. Paul said, whatever state I find myself in, I am content. And I give God glory. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Don't get all wrapped up, caught up, tied up, trying to impress man. If someone doing things that you have been delivered from, even in ministry, hey, I know better. Maybe you don't know better. I'm going to pray for you, and I'm going to walk in that I know. You have to be strong in the Lord. Be strong in your conviction. Amen? Stand firm. And another thing we do, we turn around and we let people intimidate us. Don't be intimidated. Stand firm for God and the truth. There are perilous times coming. I mean, some off. There's need some strong faith coming. And we have to be rooted and grounded in the Word. Some of the distractions, television, people, we allow so many things to take our attention when we really need to really get into the Word, spend time with the Lord, knowing that we hear his voice. It is such a privilege and an honor to hear, oh my God, to hear the voice of the God that we serve. Oh my God, a mighty price was paid so that we could hear his voice. Oh Lord, have mercy. And don't take that for granted. Say, when you seek me with all your heart, you'll find me. So we seek to hear him, and then you begin to hear his voice, and then you take it for granted. You're not listening. You're talking about what someone else had. Remember, you're on assignment here on this earth. Work your assignment. I don't care if somebody has 50 million islands and all the cars and the limousines and the this and that. Stay focused on what God has provided for you. Be grateful. Stay focused on the work that God has assigned to you. So when you come to the end of your time here on this earth, you will be empty and ready to go to meet your maker. Hallelujah. Just saying. We want to do great things, but great, showing the love of God, showing people who have confidence in God, showing the world. Yes, I have. Oh, you going to? Yes, I have confidence in my God. And you know, something else we have to do. When we see things, we should pray for the younger one. And a lot of times I pray that when Spirit has been mighty and God is used, I pray, Lord, allow there to be no backlash, no repercussion, or anything coming back on them, and cover them with the blood of Yeshua, hallelujah, Jesus, and protect them. God is able to do that when he has allowed such power to go forth. People say, oh yeah, you're going to go through something, something's going to happen. But I prefer to pray that over the individual so that it doesn't happen, it dissolves. Hallelujah, our God is the creative power. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. There's nothing too hard for him, and he will, and more than able to take care of his own. Amen, amen, hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Remember that. Nothing is too hard for our God. And he may allow us to go through some very strong and hard places, but he said he'll never leave us nor forsake us. And he will be there with us. Hallelujah. Well, now, my brothers and my sisters and my brothers, I'd like to invite you to the Field Conference, Independent Churches United International Field Conference. And it's at 701 Hamilton E. Holmes Drive, Northwest Atlanta, 30315. And it's at the True Church of the Living God. And the host pastor is Bishop Samuel Christian. And the presiding prelate is none other than Bishop Howard E. Franklin. Amen. Wednesday night was just awesome. The service was so high. Last night was just, oh my. And I am sure tonight the Lord will grant us even more of his presence. I was so blessed. And if you have some time tonight, it starts at 7:30. And again, it's at 701 Hamilton E. Holmes Drive, Northwest Atlanta. The zip is 30315. I'm sorry, the zip is 30318. And again, the address is 701 Hamilton E. Holmes Drive, Northwest Atlanta. The zip is 30318. Tonight's minister would be Dr. Timothy Boone. Hallelujah. So we're looking for another high time in the Lord, a time of high encouragement and an opportunity to praise and worship our God with the saints of God. So if you can make it, please come. Now, we're at every Sunday until the Lord says different. We're at 1519 Camelton Road, Southwest Atlanta, and we're gathering the Harvest Ministries. And you can, we're more than welcome to come and worship with us at the 3 o'clock hour. As I said before, last Sunday, Pastor Valencia Scott, oh my God, she walked in the house. Yes, she did. Full authority, filled with the word, and she was ready for it, the deliverance, and she delivered the word. God is you. Hallelujah. Very good, very good, very good, very, very honored to have her come and be with us. So we have special services every third Sunday at 3 o'clock. And come and visit us. And again, that address is 1519 Camelton Road, Southwest Atlanta, 30311. God bless you. Now let's get into our scriptures. We're not going to read that many probably, but let's read to encourage us, encouraging us in the Lord, encouraging us to stand strong and faithful to our God, encouraging us to seek Him first, hallelujah, for He knows the plans and the thoughts that He has for us, amen, and not get so wrapped up, oh, I need to do this, and I want to do this, and it's all over for me. No, 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 no. Seek God. Get your directions from Him. I don't care if you're 99 years old. It's just a number. Our God is the God of impossibilities, and you bring glory, hallelujah, to His most holy name, hallelujah. That there's a book in you. Get it out. Hallelujah, whatever it is. And I know we make plans. I know we make plans. And God gives us permission to do. But He doesn't tell us everything in it that's involved in it. So I pray that you will trust God and keep your eyes always on Him. And you won't be shaken. And I know some things can happen. Say, God, where did that come from? How did you allow? You didn't tell me I would have to go through this. I thought it was going to be different. But so many times our experiences have such powerful lessons and development in us. So we just trust God. Don't take it for granted. But we just trust God and know that He's leading us and He's guiding us and He will see us through. He will see us through. Oh, my God, He will see us through. It's just, I don't know. When we begin to lean on Him, one day we'll be able to say, okay, God, I know you have it. Help me, you know, and just watch God. It takes a moment to get to that place, but we can do it. We can do it. Faith doesn't, powerful faith, as we would call it, doesn't happen overnight. It's growth and development. So I'll encourage you to do what God has called you to do. I encourage you to have faith and thank God for the measure that you have. I encourage you to remain steadfast in Him and allow Him, and we're talking about the Almighty God, to have His perfect work in you.
that he may be glorified. Hallelujah. Not you, not I, but he, the Almighty God. Hallelujah. Ask him to fill your mouth so you'll know what to say, when to say it, and even to be quiet. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. And I just came to me asking to bless every word that come out of your mouth. Hallelujah. Because so many times people will ask questions and you're just relaxed and not thinking. And before you know it, you don't even recognize that conversation. Because you know that's not the conversation you had with us. And we're talking about saints, you know. But some are still immature. We don't get angry with them. We know that we're not fighting against flesh and blood, but principalities. So we understand that. And so we just bless God for leading and guiding and making where there would be controversy or misunderstanding because of another's heart being manipulated by the enemy, excuse me, or themselves, that the truth will come forth and we don't have to fight about it. Amen. Hallelujah. God is good. God is good. God is good. I just love you all and I thank God for you. Let's go to our scripture. I know that there are some who are really going through some serious issues. We just ask the Lord to help you and give you peace that passes all understanding. And when you begin to experience the peace, don't question it. Just glorify God with it. Hallelujah for it. Amen. Hallelujah. Psalms 1:1-4. Blessed, happy is the man that walketh not in the counsel of the ungodly, not standeth in the way of sinners, not sitteth in the seat of the scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord, and in his law doth he meditate day and night. And he shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of water that bring forth his fruit in his season. His leaf also shall not wither, and whatsoever he doeth shall prosper. The ungodly are not so, but are like the chaff which the wind driveth away. Let's do 5. Therefore, the ungodly shall not stand in the judgment, not sinners in the congregation of the righteous. For the Lord knoweth the way of the righteous, but the way of the ungodly shall perish. Hallelujah. The word of God for the people of God. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, we'll do a few more minutes. Second Chronicles 7:13-14. If I shut up heaven that there be no rain, or if I command the locusts to devour the land, or if I send pestilence among my people, if my people, which are called by my name, shall humble themselves and pray and seek my face, then will I hear from heaven and turn from their wicked ways, I'm sorry. Then will I hear from heaven and forgive their sin and heal their land. Hallelujah. Bless the Lord. Hallelujah. Numbers 6:24. Hallelujah. The Lord bless thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace. Hallelujah. Give thee shalom. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Now to him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and forever. Amen. God loves you, so do I. Walk in the knowledge that God is in control. Love you. But God loves you best.